And the head cheese says, we can't close our borders because if we do, it's going to mess up my amnesty plan. Yeah! I'm tired of this place. I want to see my home. We get a picture of it in the book of Genesis. God walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And then it happens. Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah 6. He says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on a throne, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were the angels. Each had six wings. With two they covered their face. With two they covered their feet. And with two they flew. And they cried out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. And I saw it come up over that mountain. Oh, I know it was the sun. I know that the diffraction of the atmosphere changed those colors into something that was absolutely beautiful. But it was something that God had made for me on the 25th day of October, sitting on that mountain. This is for you. And He poured it out across that sky. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Isaiah goes on, he said, the post shook. Smoke filled the house. And what happened to him? Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. The glory of God brought fear into his heart, a reverential fear, a knowledge that God is holier and I cannot be holy like Him. But thanks be to Jesus. An angel. He said an angel, one of the angels, took a live coal by the tongs from the altar and he placed it on my lips. He said, because of this, your iniquity has been forgiven. It comes down to the place. Isaiah hears the Lord. Who shall I send? Send me. Send me. Send me. Send me. He saw heaven and it challenged him to be something he had not been. He would never be. But now, God, use me. We go through Ezekiel and Daniel. Finally, we come to John. He tells me about heaven, and this is what he says. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. Listen, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go away, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be, and forever. I just drove up 8th Street the first time. Says, Don, you guys got that thing fixed. I liked it. It was smooth. There weren't no big holes. You could almost let your car go and just have it steer itself. When I build a street in front of my house, because I don't think the city ever will, I'm going to call YK Construction because you know what you're doing. Listen to what Jesus said. I go to prepare a place for you. Who is He? According to the book of Hebrews, He's the one that called all things into existence. According to the book of John, He was the one, because He made all things, and everything that has ever been made was made by Him. He knows what He's doing. I see that little band of sunrise. I say, He knows what He's doing. I go to prepare a place for you. There ain't no fly-by-night carpenter. I ain't building no houses in heaven. It's Jesus. Oh my God. What's it going to be like? John the Revelator, John chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. My God, what are you going to do with that sunrise? I'm going to build you a new one like you've never seen. Oh my God. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. Coming down out of heaven from God. And that city looked like a bride adorned for her husband. When brides get ready for weddings, you don't see, most of the time, torn up jeans, ratty t-shirts, sweatshirts. Brother, when I stand on this step and that thing starts and they open them doors, I have seen some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life come down that aisle. Why? Because they are made up for their husband. I will never forget a little man by the name of Chris Hicks. I will never forget the look on his face. You got to be kidding me. This is gooder than I even imagined. His little Bridget come down that aisle. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be with them, and He will be their God. There's the end of salvation. That's the end of the book from the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. That's what He wanted in the beginning, in the end. That's what's going to happen. There's salvation in a few words. You have been called to share a new heaven and a new earth and have God not only live on the inside of you, but you can put your spectaculars on Jesus. You can look at the one who made it all possible. And the Bible says that God is a spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a spirit. Buddy, something's going to happen to these eyes when I go to be with Jesus. I believe this with all my heart. Men have never seen Jesus. No man has looked upon God and lived. Your Bible says, Moses said, Lord, show me your face and I'll be happy. And God put him in a cleft of the rock and put his hand over him and showed him his hinder parts as he walked by. But there's coming a day, I believe it with all my heart, these eyes are going to be changed and I will see Him in His gloriousness. That's what heaven's going to be about. God. No wonder Paul wrote to us, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I think it's verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor even entered into the mind of God, the things that He has prepared for those that love Him. Oh my Jesus. Oh my Lord. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Every time your heart has been broken, every time you have wept over your children and your grandchildren, every time you have cried over a loved one who will not receive the message. Sister Pew, every tear that you've cried for your brother and his salvation, God's going to take that holy handkerchief, that's all I can call it, and He'll wipe away every one of those tears. There's nothing up there to make you sad. There's nothing up there to make you woeful. There's nothing up there to bring a tear to your eye. God says, there shall be no more death in heaven. There shall be no more sorrow nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. They belong on this side. They don't belong over there. There will be no more chest hurting. There will be no more breast cancer. There will be no more cancer of the faith. There will be no more backs that don't want to work. There will be no more knees that don't want to run. All there will be is perfection. I saw it coming. John said, I saw it coming. Perfect. It's breadth like its length. 12,000 furlongs. 1,500 miles square. I love to think and to remember my father-in-law as he tried to tell me about this four-square city. They sang about it. Oh, songs have been written about it. That he would try to tell me and I'd see his face. He went somewhere. I didn't even know where he was. But he could see that in his mind. A city with 12 gates. Woo! 12 gates, and each one of them is a pearl. God, how I wish I could afford to buy my wife real pearls. Not the shiny plastic ones. People that a string of pearls down in Sam's jewelry store. $3,500. Women probably come and stand over that case and drool. My Bible tells me the gates of my city will be of one pearl. 12 of them. It has foundations, 12 foundations, which are the apostles. Each foundation has a different gemstone in it. And it says the walls are like jasper. Jasper is the biblical name for diamonds. Oh my Lord, my wife has a diamond, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She bought me a wedding ring in 1967. Our wedding rings cost us $65. Each of them had three diamonds. I have never been able to see the diamonds in those rings. We still got them. The walls in heaven are made out of diamonds and pure as gold you can see through. You get the picture? People are striving. They're killing themselves trying to get money, trying to buy things that don't mean anything at all. My treasure is stored up way beyond the blue. The angels beckon me. Huh? Make sure that our treasures are stored up in heaven where moth doth not corrupt nor thieves break in and steal. Make sure your heart is where your treasure is. I've got this. I cannot understand this thing. I've been wanting to write the Mountain Mail, but I don't because I pastor this church and sometimes I think it's a reflection on you. I want to know why in the world you have got to come from Dallas, Texas and build a house on the highest hill that you can find to build it on. There is not a house on my block. In fact, in three blocks that would pay for the road to get up to that house. The wells they have to dig, the wells that they sink, I swear you must be able to taste soy sauce. But they build them. There used to be places. I'm learning the hardest thing there is to do in hunting elk is find a place to hunt elk. Because it's posted, no trespassing. No hunting, no trespassing. Don't breathe the air. Leave, go away. Don't look at my place. Just get out of here. Why? 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 Because they're locked in to here. Look at me on this mountain. You ever look at those houses where you're going in Colorado Springs on 115? Up in those places? I don't know how those people work in Colorado Springs and then go back up their houses and not get nosebleeds. There needs to be a time of acclimation. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look what I live in. Look what I got. It's all about those things. I'll be walking on that stuff in heaven. My little heavenly feet are going to be walking on streets of gold. I'll be seeing who's coming through the gate as they roll the pearl out the way. Maybe I might be able to see through that thing that is crystal like jasper. That's where I live. Why? Because there's a Savior that left to make a place for me. That's heaven. That's heaven. That's heaven. We're almost reached the halfway point. Hang on. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." God says, "You like what you see? It's all true. It's all true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The one where there is no start and there is no finish. There is no introduction and a goodbye. The one who was and is and always will be all powerful, all holy, all God, all my Father. And he made this place for me. It's faithful and it's true. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Allow the Holy Spirit to write this down in your heart. There is a heaven to come. There's a heaven coming. And I'm going to live like there's a heaven coming. I'm going to live like I'm going to be with Jesus in heaven. I am not letting anything get in the road of my being in heaven. Because you see, there's another side to the story. Verse 8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fearful. We live in the most fearful country on this earth. I'm not talking about ISIS or Ebola, because they hold great fear over people, but just plain fear. I'm afraid, what will they think of me if I do that? What will they think of me if they walk up to my door in their pretty spandex panties and say, "Let's go riding today," and I say, "No, I'm going to church"? What will they say? What will happen if I carry this baby all the way? I won't be able to live. Surely I can't live with this little baby here. I can't. You've got to fix this for me. The unbelieving. I don't know, you may have guessed by now, I don't know if you haven't. We live in a pretty unbelieving world. The only belief they have is Washington will fix it. Get my check just a little bit bigger. I'll be able to make it. Unbelievers will have their place outside the city, in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. But here's the good news. Peter says, "I don't know him." And cursing and swearing, he says, "I don't know the man." Peter was an unbeliever, wasn't he? And he was fearful. It led to unbelief. But repentance and forgiveness brought him back. Paul was a murderer, wasn't he? That's what the Bible said. Murderer is going to be in fire and brimstone. No, he was forgiven. He repented. Idolaters, sexually immoral. My God in heaven. I don't want to go there, I promise you. I just need it. My house that's 5 miles high up the mountain. When I leave the dirt road, I got to drive for 20 more minutes to get to where I live. Oh yeah. Worked all my life to build that house. Yeah, I'm up here so high I can look down and see the eagles fly. I love that house. I'm sorry we can't go on vacation for the rest of our lives because of our house. My car. Wax on, wax on. My job. My religion. I can't change my... I love my religion. Idolaters. Sorcerers. Whoremongers. Yeah, we'll go there. This is kind of rated R, but that's all right. We look at these football and basketball players mostly. Young men that come off the street, they're given money beyond their wildest imaginations. And they go crazy. They just go nuts. We end up with a basketball player who admits, I've got HIV. Because I've been with over 1,000 women. It's all about sex, you see. Half the television shows on right now have to do with sex. Sorcerers. There's as much witchcraft in this town as there is in any town in the world. Was a mom reading us the ad out of the paper the other day about the lady that is mystic and she's going to do reading. God has given her a divine gift. Keep practicing. I'll do your tarot cards. I'll do your fortune. I'll do this and that. They are all going to have their place in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. These people are all going the wrong direction as fast as they can go. And God needs a light to stand up and say, this is what is right and I'm not moving. If you don't like that I say this is right, you go to your house, I'll stay in my house. I am not changing. I will not be moved. Aldous Huxley, he was a philosopher, intellect of the late 1800s, early 1900s. One of the most brilliant men that ever lived. Oh my Lord. Brave New World, he wrote. He was the one, when Charles Darwin got on the Beagle and headed down and found Galapagos Island, came back talking about Darwinism and evolution. Boy, he grabbed that and he ran with it. Like a football player. And he began lecturing all over the world about humanism, about the power of man. He needed to lecture. He was in Dublin, Ireland, and he had to get to this place, to get to a train station, to get to this place. He was supposed to lecture that night. And he was late, and he jumped into one of those Irish taxis, and you know, with the one horse, and they sit back, and the little buggy kind of goes like this. And he said, "I gotta get there. Just turn the horse loose. Let's go. Yeah, let's go." And he sat back. "No, I'll get to the train station. Get on that train. I'll be there in plenty of time." He began to doze off, and opened up one eye and looked, and he didn't recognize where he was. And then he realized, "I'm going in completely the opposite direction." Aldous Huxley stuck his head out. He told the taxi driver, "Do you know where you're going?" He said, "No, I don't, but I'm driving just as fast as I can drive." We live in a world just like that. They're screaming about the goodness of man, the power of man, the intellectual ability of man. They're going the wrong direction as fast as they can. The guy on one of the channels the other night, church channels, he told a story. I thought it was so funny. He said a man come home from work and he was sitting down in his lounge chair and he was reading the paper and he was waiting for his wife to get home so they could have dinner. And kind of had the TV on and he heard this thing, and a live breaking story. He put the paper down and he looked in there, and on one of the freeways there's a car. And it's in the wrong, going the wrong direction in four lanes of traffic. He says, "My God, that's the freeway that my wife travels on." He gets on his phone. He calls her up. He says, "Honey, please be careful. There's a car on the freeway going the wrong direction." She says, You're crazy, one car. There's hundreds of them going the wrong direction. They don't even know where they're going. They don't know what can happen and what is going to happen. And God is saying to you and I, now's the time. Be a light. Be a light. Be a light. Be a light. You got a home, folk. Brother, you got a home. Sister, you got a home that'll last forever. And the greatest thing of all that there is, whether we are in earthly bodies with spiritual attributes or spiritual bodies with earthly attributes, I don't know. It doesn't matter what we are. It doesn't matter where we are. What matters is who's there with us. We will find the one. See the one. Talk to the one that loved us so much that He gave His life that you and I could be free. Let's bow our heads. Father, You are so unbelievably awesome. I feel like You left everything else just to come to this place at 1140 I Street. I feel like You came and just sat on our praises and You walked among us and You loved us. And we worship You for that. Now, Lord, may the precious Holy Spirit search our hearts right now. And let us know that we know that we know that we know. If death would come today or Jesus would come tomorrow, I will be in heaven. I have not a doubt in my mind. I have not a concern in my mind. I know that I know that I know I'll be with Jesus. If you're sure of that, if you know that for an absolute fact, I want you to stand here. You know that you know that you know you'll be with Jesus.